politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
Adam, now that I'm out in the country, I am dying to go fishing. It's true.
Is that what lured you to the country?
Oh, God. Yes.
Was that the hook?
No. Oh. Well, no. But I do enjoy going fishing sometimes, and I am really looking forward to it. But not the kind of fishing that has been hitting my mailbox lately.
Well, on a scale of what to 1 to 10, how would you rate your mailbox experience?
But wait a second. Did you say scale as in like fish scale? Did you just do that?
I just did that.
Okay. Well,
wait with bated breath.
Oh,
you're so gillable sometimes.
Okay, now it's getting bad because bated breath is with no I and gillable was spelled wrong. But here's the deal. I've been getting...
I'm Finn-ish now.
You're not Finnish. You're Jew-ish. And I have... So, and me too. And I have to say that just to check in, I am getting fished a lot and it's my fault.
What did you do, Bo?
I called up one of my fishing guys.
And
I taunted him.
Taunted? How so?
Yeah, I kind of let him think that maybe I was going to give him money when I wasn't.
Oh, the old Seinfeld routine, eh?
Yeah, anyway.
Hi there. I'm Adam Levin, former director of the New Jersey Division of Consumer Affairs, founder of Cyber Scout, author of the book Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Filled with Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves.
And I'm Bo Friedlander. I live in the woods, and sometimes I feel like I'm in the woods when it comes to things cyber.
I'm Travis Taylor, resident tech guy.
So I understand that we're talking catfishing today.
We are, and it's a big problem. A very big problem, and it hits an awful lot of people all over the world.
True story, yeah.
And sometimes people fall for very, very big catfishing scams. There was a story, actually, of a woman a couple years ago who gave $2 million to a catfisher. And when it was finally brought to her attention, because she kept taking money out of her brokerage accounts and her money manager started to notice it and contacted her family and said, I'm worried about this. They investigated. They found out what it was. They presented it to her. And she still said, okay, I hear what you're saying and I understand it. But in my heart, I still think he loves me.
Gosh. Wait, and you said $2 million?
$2 million. So we're welcoming to the show Mary. And Mary is a friend of our producer, Tina, and she has now immediately become our friend, Adam, Bo, and Travis. And she's already my
very best friend. I don't know if she's your friend.
A former radio personality. Sounds like she still is a radio personality. Well, certainly she's got a huge personality. It's filling up the studio. But before we get to Mary's story, there's something about Mary that we should talk about.
Someone had to say that.
So, Mary, you live in Seattle, right?
Yes, sir.
And what do you do now that you're not radioing?
Well, now that I'm not radioing, and, you know, hardly anyone is anymore, when radio ended, I thought, self, it's time to cook, because I've always loved to cook. But at the same time, I had some physical problems. So anyway, long story short, I started learning how to cook with cannabis. So now I'm a cannabis chef. I've written 2 cookbooks. I have classes every week. And I teach people, it's not just about getting high, though that's a glorious side effect. But really, a lot of people need to know how to get off their pills and how to get better and how to feel better and how to not be assholes. And cannabis is awesome for that. So that's what I do. I teach people.
So weed can make you be not an asshole.
Yes. Because look at me,
wow.
Bo. I used to be so cranky and mean, and now I'm just chill.
So it's like the advertising slogan should be, wanna not be an asshole?
There you go, yeah.
Get high on weed.
It would work.
No. Yeah, never mind. But yeah, cannabis it's really fun to teach people not only, you know, how to cook, but how to make themselves better. You know, whether that's physical or, you know, spiritually or however that works for them. Because it really helped me a lot. I got over my pain, don't take any pills anymore of any kind. So it's been really cool. The challenge, of course, is with a lot of cannabis businesses, you can't really advertise like you would like to. You know, there's a lot of restrictions, but I figure I'm doing the Lord's work and it's important. So that's what's happening.
Well, listen, you can't get higher than the Lord. So therefore, you know, I understand you're bringing yourself closer to God. I think
that's right, baby. Real close.
Now, you have a pretty fascinating story, and it's not uncommon. We don't hear about it a lot because the truth is, many people who are victimized in situations like this don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's so important that people do talk about it, because it's very important for everyone to understand how dangerous it can be out there in terms of certain relationships. And that's why we're excited you could join us on the show. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened?
Well, I have been single now for a beautiful, glorious, just lovely 3 years. And of course, a year and a half of that has been pandemic. So that's been a little tough. But I've been dating anyway because, you know, I made people get tests. But what happened, and this has happened a couple of times to me, because like I said, 3 years, right? So long story short, I'm on, what was it? I think it was Bumble or... But I've been on a couple of sites, and these types of situations happen to everyone everywhere. And the setup is so classic. It's set up to just get you, right? Because, you know, us ladies, we got the emotions. So I'm, you know, checking out OkCupid. And I looked at this guy, and, oh, look, he's an attractive gentleman, you know. So I read the info, and, oh, look, he's a retired doctor. Oh, okay, that's nice. Oh, he's a widower. Oh, right. So right there, you get a little hook in your heart, you know, because, a widower. And then, you know, adult children, looking for the next stage in life. I mean, just really well written. And, of course, I go check him up on LinkedIn. And, oh, he's got this beautiful profile, right? I mean, everything. He was the head of cardiology at Boston Mass and da-da-da-da-da. And then the background story, because there's always a background story, right? The background is he was born in Dubai, but his parents moved to Massachusetts when they were five. I mean, this whole story. So you're like, believe in it. And I'm like, well, he's on LinkedIn, da-da-da. So, so we communicated for about a week. And interestingly enough, he's very courtly, right? Kind of almost old-fashioned. So I'm like, oh, I better not say okay, so I'm being cool. I'm being careful, right? But then after about a week of every morning, oh, good morning, beautiful. How was your day so far, right? And then and at night, I'm just checking in on you, my darling. You know, chicks love that, right? So, and he sent me another picture, him and his dog. Oh, that's the other one. When they have a cute dog, be very careful. So all these little things are starting to, ooh, my little heart, ooh, right? But then, I've got to go to Dubai. I'm setting up a free clinic. I'm like, oh, wow, good work, doc. Yeah. So I'll talk to you in a couple days. So I get a call from Dubai because the number was like from there. So I answer and it's him, but he has a very strange voice. He sounds really young and kind of urban, you know? I'm like, well, that's odd. And we didn't talk very long because it was a bad connection. So then, it was so lovely to talk to you, my darling Mary. And, but I'm having some problems here in Dubai. This is where it gets tricky, you guys. Okay, this is when you got to really get your antenna up, because... it's turning out that customs is holding on to the MRI machine and the X-ray machine, and they need $15,000 to get them.
Big ticket
items. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, this guy isn't messing around. And they need $15,000 to get it out of customs. I'm like, well, gee, that's too bad. You know, sorry to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, is there any way you could help us out? What? You're a redoctor, and you have enough money to open up a free clinic, but you can't get your stuff out of customs? So red flag, right? Red flag. Right. I've been doing this long enough. I know, red flag. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to see how this plays out. So I told him, oh, gee, I wish I could help, but, you know, I just don't have the money. And I'm not going to give you $15,000. I don't even know you, right? But I didn't say that. Just like, sorry, can't help. We continue every morning, every evening. These messages are just lovely. About another week, he's like, oh, you know, things are still stuck in customs. If you can even help us with $5,000, because I'm real worried about the equipments. I went, wait a minute, equipments? So now his vernacular had changed. It was different. So I'm like, okay, now this is bull. Now he just wants money. I'm going to see how far this goes. But the other part of me, you know, the love-starved part, is going, oh, man, this guy's fake. This guy is a fake hole, and he's trying to steal my money. So
I got a question. I got a question before you keep going. So you were thinking at this point that he was for real, or you still wanted him to maybe be for real? Or were you quite certain he was not for real?
Well, that's a good question. I think after the first request for money, I was like, oh, crap, he's not real. But he still might be. You know, maybe there's some weird situation.
So you're in maybe.
That was a maybe.
With him right now.
Yeah, but the second request for money, that was no. This is wrong.
All right, so now you're in no land.
Yeah.
Now. Nolandia.
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 Yes.
Nolandia.
Yeah.
Okay, where we say no and we just say no and then we scowl.
Yeah.
So be in Nolandia.
Mm-hmm.
I actually am from Nolandia. Bo from Nolandia, and I take great joy when I come upon someone I want to say a hearty no to and stringing them along if I know they're a scammer.
Yes.
So it sounds like you might have done that. What did you do to this
guy? Well, Bo, what I did was, oh gosh, I'm so sorry, you know. So another couple of days, and he's doing the romantic morning greeting, the romantic evening greeting. But I could tell things were getting shorter. Right.
Mm.
So finally, after about another week, because it was almost 3.5 weeks of this crap, finally he goes, oh, okay, things are okay. We got the equipments, but my assistant doesn't have a passport. How did he get there in the first place? My assistant needs help buying his return plane ticket home.
Mm.
What? So if you could send $3,000, that would really help. And that's when I went, this is bullshit. You're full of crap. Leave me alone. Lose my number. And I immediately, at that point, went on to, it was Bumble, to, you know, say, hey, look, ladies, this guy's full of don't ex-. And he had taken his profile down already. So then I went immediately over to LinkedIn, you know, to report him. He was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So this is obviously, it felt like to me, two or three guys, and obviously younger, and this is their deal. But I'll tell you, I put this on Facebook because, you know, I broadcast, and several women got in touch. This apparently, the widower is a big deal, and them working away, like on an oil rig or a different country, that's a big deal. So
that's a big sign right there, you know.
Yeah. But ladies, I mean, you know, honestly, because I'm, you know, an older gal, and you get lonely as well as horny. But mostly, you know, you kind of want somebody around, and you want to, you know, roll around naked, and you want to be appreciated. And here's this, you know, ostensibly doctor. You know, educated, da-da-da-da-da.
A doctor. I mean, he'll know exactly how to roll around, potentially.
Exactly. They know where all the buttons are, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
And then if your back, and then if your back hurts after rolling around, maybe they can help you.
You got, it's one stop shopping, but you don't need that because you have cannabis.
Indeed,
cookies,
I'm always
blushing.
Okay. Oh, I love the blushing guy.
Travis.
He's so cute, Travis. Are you a virgin, Travis? Come on, buddy.
No, no, but I'm very prudish.
Oh, well, yeah, stick around, baby. It's okay.
All right. Mary,
Travis is a cyber doctor.
Yeah. Oh, a cyber doctor.
Yeah. One of the things that, you know, that happens with these catfishers is that they'll set up multiple accounts. And when they have a live wire, they dedicate that account to the live wire. And when it goes south, they delete it. So when you report them, you're the only person they were working on that account.
Oh.
Now, there's tons of accounts, and the stories may be very similar. They may be using the exact same story, but the images and the profile will be different. So they, you know, he may literally be waking up in the morning and typing, "Good morning, my darling," to "Good morning, my darling. Good morning, my darling. Good morning, my darling," to like seven people. "Good morning, my darling." And then, you know, and then his partner is like, "Did you just type equipments? Did you do that?"
"No, you did equipments."
Like, oh. So
he might be saying to someone, "Hello, my precious pussycat."
Oh, yeah. Oh, who knows, man?
So that's part of what you ran into, right? But it's the lure of saying just all the right things.
Yes.
And can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Was this an attractive
doctor? Oh, that's the thing. Of course. Yeah, I don't go for no ugly doctors, you know. Mm-hmm. But the picture, you know, he's nice gray beard, bald, you know, very attractive. And then you know what these guys did? They're smart. They sent pictures from Dubai. And because the picture guy had a mask on, he had a bald head and a gray beard and a mask. So it looked like the same guy. And they sent pictures from, here I am at the market. Here's that weird wall with the divers coming down the side. I mean, 3-4 pictures from Dubai with this guy who looked like the guy. He wasn't the guy. There was
it
no
was
guy.
It was Adam.
I've told you to
stop doing this to people and you keep doing it.
Damn it, Adam.
It was actually the now former president of Afghanistan.
Ouch.
I just got back from France and there was a lot of stuff I couldn't stream because I was in the wrong region. But using NordVPN, I was able to stream everything.
I use NordVPN too, but it's more to protect my private data, like bank details, passwords, and online identity. There are a million trackers online that are just sort of watching you, and NordVPN is a great way to get around those.
NordVPN can switch your virtual location, allowing you to save money by purchasing flights, hotels, subscriptions from other countries at a cheaper price.
If you're traveling and you're using public Wi-Fi, NordVPN can protect you wherever you are.
It's not just that. NordVPN also comes with threat protection, which helps protect you from viruses, malware, and phishing sites.
NordVPN is the fastest VPN in the world, and it'll only set you back the price of a cup of coffee a month.
To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/WTHack.
And hey, there's no risk. It's a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Check the link in the podcast description. This spring, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric e-bike.
With an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, it's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Plus, every Electric e-bike ships free and only requires quick, toolless assembly.
This is my first ever e-bike, and the experience has just been great. I was a little bit intimidated at first because I hadn't gone biking in a while, but the 500-watt motor that the Electric e-bike comes with really gives you a nice little boost, especially if you're trying to go uphill or pick up some speed.
Data shows that e-bike riders take their bike out more often. That means you get more exercise, more exploration, and wait for it, fresh air.
And riding an e-bike isn't like, it's not cheating. It's just making it possible for you to be out there longer on each ride. And speaking of things going a little slower, you can finance an Electric e-bike for as little as $49 a month.
Get into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. And please mention that What the Heck with Adam Levin sent you in the post-checkout survey.
That's electricebikes.com.
No, but this is, see, now these are the teachable moments here for everyone.
Yep.
And, you know, one of the first things is that these folks come out of nowhere and then they build a profile and then they come on really strong after like one or two communications. Yeah. It's like, I want to marry you, or I want to have your baby, or the list goes on of what they want to do.
Yeah.
There's always drama involved.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's something in the way. Right.
And there's always a situation where they would love to communicate with you, but they can't really do it because there's a problem with their phone or there's their internet is an issue or something. There's always there's always a reason why. And then
they
sort
can't
of
meet.
They lure you in, and then that's when they
ask,
they throw the bait in front of you and then say, so this is what I need.
Yeah.
And it could be something as little as a plane ticket, all the way up to, I did a show many years ago with two women who were home health care providers.
Okay.
And it was a TV show, and they were in their 50s, and each one of them was successfully catfished by a different person to the tune of over $60,000.
Oh, they actually forked money over? God.
They forked over $60,000 each.
Oh my God. And they're and they're home health ladies?
They were home health care providers, home nursing.
Oh.
And of course, at this particular moment in our history, there's a lot of people that are involved in home health care.
Yeah.
And especially with the concerns over COVID and the fact that people would like to stay out of nursing homes and rather be helped at home. So there are people on the prowl for all kinds of people, and they're definitely looking for people who are more amenable to the heartfelt pitch.
Yep, yep. And I hate to admit it, but a lot of us, you know, divorced, single, whatever, ladies of a certain age, I'm going to say over 50, you know, you think you know what you want, and you know, you assume that everyone else is like you are, you know, kind of, you know, nice to people, and I don't lie, I'm not going to try and steal. You kind of figure everybody's like that, and everybody wants to help, you know. I one of the women that replied to that Facebook post of mine, her mom is still sending money to a guy on an oil rig. What? Yeah. And she can't get her mom to stop. So what you guys are doing, this program, hopefully will really help, because there are lonely ladies out there who are just certain that, you know, George is going to come off the oil rig and make him happy. And
well, if George is making her happy by letting her send money and it's not putting her in the poorhouse, part of me just says, go ahead. But I mean, but the thing, I actually have a follow up question to something Adam said, which is true of these particular scams. Did the gentleman, your paramour, did he move quickly, or was it a very slow courtship? Because it sounded like it wasn't so fast. It just sounded like he shifted quickly to a familiar sort of intimacy.
Yeah, it was courting for about a week.
Okay.
And then he went to Dubai.
Okay.
And as he was in Dubai, it was very courting. But I think the whole thing was really about, from beginning to end, about 3.5 weeks. And it would have been shorter if I'd called him on his bullshit sooner. You know,
did you ever get to the point of sexting with this individual? No. Was it always very gentlemanly?
Yeah, it was real, which is weird because, you know, I'm a big fan of the dirty gif.
I figured, like, I was wondering, like, what were you still doing there? I thought, like, why were you there, Mary?
But it's also surprising. It's surprising that he actually called you. Because generally they don't do that.
Yeah.
That's right.
They don't want to out themselves early as being, let's say, far younger than you think they are.
Yeah.
Or they don't speak as eloquently as you think they might, especially if they're sort of world-renowned doctor out of, you know, Mass General.
Yeah. And when he called, that was my first thing. And he called twice until I said, you know, the connections are too bad. Don't call me. But he didn't sound like an older doctor from Massachusetts, you know?
It may be that he felt you were kind of starting to slip away, so he had to do something dramatic to kind of lure you back in.
Yeah.
Did he ask if he could buy your book?
No.
What a jerk.
What a hole.
Yeah, so what was he thinking?
What? I'm curious. What is? I would like to look at your book.
Oh,
what is your book?
Two of them. First book is Everyday Mary J. Because my name is Mary J. White. In real life, and you know, Mary J., also known as Cannabis. So that was my first book, and that's on my website, maryjwhite.com. Okay. The second one is the CBD Cookbook for Beginners, and that's on Amazon. And the one I'm working on is Effortless Edibles, but I'm still working on that. So, yeah.
All right. Can I ask you a question? Oh, sorry, Adam.
Your next book should also be How to Avoid a Catfisher.
With weed.
With weed. Because you got a good story here.
Well, yeah. Actually, you know, a compilation of those stories would be awesome if they could have good either solutions or revenge addendums. You know, you guys should do that.
It's a great idea, but you know, the people that try to catfish me, they always are just wearing a bikini and they say, hey, as if that's like all I need. Like, oh, bikini and
because I'm a guy and I can't control myself. Oh, got a boner.
I mean, it's pretty.
Well,
like,
they're wearing a bikini, but they have very long beards and they're bald.
Oh, God, no.
That's just not true or nice.
Whatever you're into, Bo, it's fine. You know, really?
Yeah. No, I mean, hey, it wasn't the beard I objected to. It was just, I don't know, the assumption.
Yeah, it wasn't the consenting small animals, so that was important.
That's a problem.
Wow.
But no, I get what you're saying, though, that, you know, the assumption that just because you're male, the mere sight of female pulchritude is going to make you lose your mind and send the money. Come on.
Indeed. Come on, give me a break.
You're smarter than that.
You got to at least bat your eyes or something.
Cost me a fortune in the old days. But anyway.
Travis?
I was about to say, a big factor here is with dating sites that they have really bad security. In the case of Bumble, they exposed 100 million of their users that was just left completely unprotected online.
Oh, crap.
So what that means is if you're looking to catfish someone, you can actually just go find all that data and then look for the likeliest targets.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay, I guess they kind of bumbled that one, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
Adam.
But Mary, let me ask you, from your experience now.
Yes.
Right. What is the, if you sat down with a friend of yours and your friend was saying, you know, I've gone on social media and I really like this guy. He's pretty awesome. Based on what you've been through now, what would you tell him?
If you really like him, first of all, the minute he asks for money, I'm just going to say walk. If you have not met him in person, you don't know this guy, walk the f*** away. If you still really like him, you're being a dumb. But if you really still like him, spend $19.99 and go on one of those, you know, background check things. I actually did that with a man I was dating right when I first, you know, got separated. And, oh, Lord Jesus, there were felonies and bad things on there. So that can be helpful if you like him enough to spend $20. But honestly, I have found, and no offense, because all y'all are boys, men, males, but men are a renewable resource, ladies. And if this one is in any remote way not making your panties soggy, walk away. Get a new one, because there's about 4 billion of them out there.
Bo and I are wasting resources. So, I mean, hey, you know, Travis is a young guy, but the rest of us are.
Speak for yourself. I don't know,
no,
man.
No, Bo's got it going on, baby.
Hey, I resemble your comment about being a dime a dozen, but I am not wasting.
I've been off the market since 1999, so,
Wow.
So here's the deal. I use Yahoo Finance. I use it to make money because it works. Not just because they're a sponsor of the show. Heck, I've been using them for years before they ever called to become a sponsor. I do a lot of investing, and I need to make split-second financial decisions, and that's where Yahoo Finance comes in. I trade stocks, and I trade options, and you can't trade them in a vacuum. You got to know what's going on. Yahoo Finance gives you the opportunity to look at the whole picture. I mean, breaking news, editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts. I love the customizable charts. They have it all. At Yahoo Finance, I'm part of a community of over 90 million users. You heard me. 90 million folks use Yahoo Finance because they're helping you on your way to financial success. Visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com, yahoofinance.com.
So, Travis, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I am guessing in your voluminous brain pan, you have some knowledge as to why catfishing is called catfishing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's funny because I think a lot of people assume it's some sort of weird older thing like a Louisiana Bayou-based scam or something like that. But the term catfishing didn't actually come about until 2010 with a documentary called Catfish. It got more popular because there's a TV show on MTV in 2012 called Catfishing. But it's a recent term.
Huh. And it's all about that. And that is what it's always about, is tricking people into love.
We also have to talk about the other side of the coin. And that is that there was a scam that was uncovered a couple of years ago where a mother-daughter team operating out of Colorado was catfishing all sorts of women masquerading as if they were lonely soldiers deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah. So.
Well, and wouldn't you say the same thing for men then? Because you guys get catfished probably more than we do. And I think if people are honest, just be either a sugar daddy or a sugar baby. Just be honest. But.
Yeah.
You mean Margot Robbie really didn't want to go out with me?
No, sweetie.
I'm shocked.
No, she didn't. She was busy.
Mary, she was busy. But, I'm Adam was right about me. I'm actually just too tired to get catfished these days. Like, ugh. And also, I'm quite happy with my partner. That's the other part of it.
See, that's the main thing. Yeah.
But I mean, even if I weren't, I can't imagine. Like, it seems like a lot of energy to get,
I know. Doesn't it? I mean,
it does.
Why don't you put that much
energy? But I've been dating, and I know that's part of dating, is it's just a huge expenditure of energy.
Yeah.
There have been gold diggers for years, men and women, who are out there doing so. Just think of these as digital gold diggers.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
And don't give them your money.
No.
Don't do it.
Whenever, and also, by the way, I think people should be, in these platforms where there's so much dating happening, maybe it's time for everyone just to go Dutch. So there's no question about this sort of thing. But anyway, I am looking forward to looking at your books because I don't partake in weed, but I'm very curious about your stuff. And CBD, I believe, really does work.
Get the CBD cookbook. It's really good, if I do say so myself.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that is CBD for beginners, correct?
The CBD cookbook. The CBD cookbook for beginners.
Excellent.
On Amazon. All right.
and I'm really excited because we now have a new business concept, which is basically digital Dutch dating.
Yes.
Oh.
We're not quite sure how we're going to implement it, but you get on it. It's going to be
awesome.
Although
Bo's partner is Dutch.
Oh, well, it's perfect then.
Yeah, we do go Dutch, but I don't know. We'll have to think of something here. Maybe the clogs, the wooden clog.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, Mary, this was awesome. I mean, really awesome.
Thank you.
And we truly appreciate you sharing your story. Again, the important thing with catfishing victimization, which is what it is, but looks like you actually became the victor on this one.
Yeah.
Is that so many people don't want to talk about it. And I had a case once involving a company that I used to own where we had a nice lady who was willing to go on and talk about it. And then her daughters convinced her not to do it because they felt that it would be too embarrassing for her to talk about. So it's very important to talk about this.
Yeah.
It's very important for people to understand that this happens a lot.
A lot.
And that the victors are the people who are willing to say, I made a mistake, or I didn't fall for it.
Yep.
And here's why you shouldn't fall for it. And here's what you should be doing in order to make sure that you don't fall for it.
Exactly.
Right.
Good job, you guys. Well, I just hope people listen and it can help, because it breaks my heart to think that ladies are giving away money to men who aren't real, you know?
And vice versa.
And vice versa. Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you, Mary. Mary, it was really a pleasure to meet you. Yeah. You showed me that we can use tons and tons of swear words on this podcast and still have fun.
Oh, good. I live to serve, man. That's what I do.
There you go.
All right.